Welcome to Bucket List with me, Monique Chambers. Every week, I'll be talking to different business people, artists, sports people, and other personalities about things that they've done in their life and things that they want to do. Join me and dig deep. Welcome to this week's edition of Bucket List with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest is Winston Zara.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I've just found out we're the same age.
Are we?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
I told you mine, but I didn't ask you.
You're a gentleman, that's right. I haven't heard anything about your bucket list, but obviously I know you're a very successful businessman. That's why we wanted you on the show, to find out what's next for someone who's reached your heights.
I wouldn't say heights is the right word. I mean, it's been a very interesting 30 years. Obviously, a lot of focus on the business, a lot of focus on family. I try and put a lot of sports in on the side as well. So there's been a lot going on. Have I ever drawn up a bucket list? No. Have I always wanted to do the next thing? Yes. So I guess indirectly, there's been a bucket list.
Okay. And you mentioned a bit about sport there. I got to know about you because you did a charity 51k run before you really started running.
Yeah, correct. I was dragged into it by so-called friends who asked me to do it. And, I thought, yeah, I can do it without thinking. Then realized I had 4 months to train up for it. When I spoke to a coach that I know, he basically said, "The most I can do is make sure you don't kill yourself."
Ah, good.
4 months.
Yeah, good.
I said, that's a good start, and off we went.
Ah.
And it's 3 years ago now that we did it.
Okay. You sort of started running 3 years ago, or you'd been into it?
I had done a couple of things. I had done a couple of things before with Daniel Abela for the Dartal Providenza.
Okay.
But those were much shorter. They were still challenging.
Nah.
So there were still sort of 15K runs and cycles and canoeing and things like that. But those were one-offs which you can kind of wing it to a certain extent.
When
this was a bit
of
tougher.
Doing one thing, you can jump on a canoe and then...
kind of. This was tougher because this was 51K in one go. We started at 6 a.m. in Imdina on a very hot, humid September day.
Uh-huh.
And... yeah, it was a challenge, to say the least,
so,
but we made it.
Where can you run 51K? You have to go around twice, surely?
No, not quite. I mean, there's obviously,
hills.
You have to plan the route. You try and avoid the hills, which is impossible on this island. We were good friends, four good friends who ran together, and that helps because when you meet up to train, it's part social as well, which you need when you're running for 2-3 hours at a stretch.
Yes.
It helps when you're talking to someone.
Uh-huh.
And we raised a nice sum for the Lady Bird Foundation. There were others concurrently swimming distances and rowing and cycling, so it was quite a big event.
You see, I would pay not to do the activity. Maybe I've got a gene missing.
I had lots of people who said, "Look, we're happy to donate as long as you don't ask us to run
really.
Or do it or whatever." But it's I've always found that exercise helped me a lot in my working life as well. Apart from keeping you in relatively decent shape, I've always felt it helps my mind and the clarity of the thought process.
Giving you some
when
space.
There is a thought process.
When you have time.
When you have time, exactly.
So you have any items on your bucket list now that are sport-related?
Yes, I still do. I mean, I take running quite seriously. I run every day today, so if it's a daily bucket list, I make sure I tick my daily run off. But on the horizon, I want to do an Ironman, a full Ironman, sometime in my 50th year.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not sure which one or when or where, for that matter, but it's definitely on the list of my...
And the Ironman is what's involved with an Ironman?
It's a run, a swim, and a bike of significant distance, typically... take anything up to 12, 13, 14 hours sometimes.
Wow.
A friend of mine recently did a double Ironman in 26 hours, and that was 360K bike,
what?
An 8K swim, and an 84K run
What's
in succession. So, So if I manage to do half of that, I'd be more than grateful and happy. So yeah, on the sports front, that's on my list. And my driving racing license is also on my bucket list. It's another thing I want.
I don't know the categories there are.
Not Formula One, but unfortunately, I'm a bit too old for that. No, just getting a racing license. I don't plan on racing.
So going to Sicily and doing those cars.
Yeah, I've done it a couple of times for fun, but let's say my skill needs serious polishing.
I think all the practice driving in Malta would be quite good.
Yeah, that helps.
So any other sort of activities that are maybe slightly more sane, or are they all fast-paced?
Unfortunately, most of them are fast-paced. I found that over the years, the bucket list went from initially probably more materialistic things, I like to get this kind of house or this kind of car, that kind of, you look back, silly things, I would say today. Now they're more, I think they're more time-based. I think because I've worked some silly hours over the last 30 years, you tend to appreciate time and relationships a little bit more as you get older. So I think the bucket list now is more about visiting certain places with friends, with family, and things like sort of walking the Santiago routes, and you know, visiting a couple of other places which I think would be quite special are on the bucket list. So it kind of moves a little bit away from the materialistic, more to the relationship or spiritual side, and experiential side.
So what sort of places are you looking to visit? What's the sort of thing that you want to see?
Very different places. I mean, I would say from the carnival in Rio has been on my list for a long time.
In costume?
Yeah. Ish. We'll have to see how that develops. Two other places, the Galapagos Islands has always been somewhere I've been wanting to go and see. Places like Peru, some places in Australia, sort of places like the Great Barrier Reef, a few sort of classic cliche places, I guess, to visit. But I mean, one of them, which I hope to tick off this year, is New York.
I've never been to New York?
For some odd reason, I've been to lots of places in the States, but never New York. So
you must go in the winter. You must go in the winter when you can skate at the Rockefeller Center.
Okay.
And do all the really cliche stuff.
Haven't said the dates yet, but it's definitely on the on the list.
So travel quite a thing.
Yeah, definitely going forward. I plan to be working much less from next year and transitioning from executive roles that I've had pretty much all my life into more non-exec, less, still interesting, but less demanding on time roles, and that will happen very early next year.
Excellent. So slowing down on the work front, but ramping up on the life.
Absolutely.
Front.
I mean, we sold our company now 2 years ago, which we had built up over a 27-year period. I headed up an integration process together with the CEO of Corinta Group, who we sold to. That integration process is now complete. Everyone's settled. Everything's sort of on the right track. Yes, so it's the right time to plan to move on, so to speak.
I see. So you're going to really slow down on the work front then, and do more of the same.
A number of different things. One of the things, again, one could say it's been on my bucket list to an extent, is helping young Maltese to set up their own companies, a kind of incubation center, but more from a mentoring perspective than anything else. I've spoken to a lot of younger kids, some even friends of my own children, and a lot of them hesitate and get very anxious about starting up something. And I think sort of if you have the right structure and a little bit of guidance and encouragement, I think it could help a couple of people to get on their feet. And I get quite excited when I see young people passionate about setting up something from scratch. So I think I'll enjoy that.
Yeah, no, that's a really good thing to do. Really like the idea of that. And what else? What's on a sort of, is there anything else on the work front, or is the rest of it these more time?
I think I'm just going to wait and see what happens next.
You'll probably find yourself working just as hard, I think, when you, especially with your, if you have a bunch of startups.
I'm kind of hoping not, but I think it will be a different kind of work. I have no doubt I'll still be busy.
Mm-hmm. No, I have no doubt.
But I think it will be a very different type of busy. I've always wanted to play some kind of musical instrument, which I've never got around to. I'm tone deaf, so I'm not quite sure.
Okay, so it's learning to read music all the way up, or?
I hope so. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm tone deaf, so that might be a challenge, but I'll try.
That's at least a good attitude. You know. Any instrument in particular?
Happens.
You want to be a rock star guitarist?
No, piano. Piano, is what, okay. Interests me, but like I said, tone deaf.
You can put
and stubby fingers, so I'm not sure.
Small piano. Yeah.
We'll see.
So piano, what else?
There are, I mean, we've talked about the sports ones. There's, I mean, one thing which I have thought about and joked about over the years is when you work in hotels, mm-hmm. even for a short time, like when you work in hotels for close to 30 years, you see a lot of things, you experience a lot of things. A lot quite funny, mm-hmm. some a little bit tragic, but mostly when you look back, they're funny. And if I have the time and the patience, which is not easy with me and patience, they don't normally come into the same sentence, I might try and put pen to paper and document some of the episodes over the last 30 years, just for a bit of fun.
And be a really good play. For people.
I mean, there has been The Concierge, which was a TV series, uh-huh. which is quite funny. And I actually know the person behind some of the scripting, and I actually know that a lot of it is true stories. So yeah, that would just be a bit of fun.
You could also, you know, if the sitting down and writing is the arduous part, perhaps you could record it while you're running.
My coach wouldn't be happy with that.
Okay.
He always tells me, you have to listen to your body when you're running. Okay. Nothing else. He's quite serious.
Sorry, coach. Okay.
But if the running starts to get longer, then I'm going to have to fill in the blank somehow. Yeah. So that could be...
Yeah, okay, body, I'm bored now.
Multitasking options.
So that's really good. So writing and music. Okay, bit of
and holidays.
In there. Lots of holidays,
and sports.
Of course. Uh-huh. And you could do all of those at the same time as well, actually. You could do your sport while you're on holiday and or take holiday to write.
Yeah, I mean, the sport bit is quite easy because it's running, you don't have to depend on, you don't have to have a bike or a pool anything but a pair of running shoes and shorts. So, motivation is important, but I find that as I've begun to run daily, it becomes a little bit of a drug. And I've been told I'm addicted, I've been told I'm obsessed, I've been told all sorts of things. I think I just get up and I enjoy
running,
starting the day with a run.
Do you do that even when travelling? So
absolutely.
For business you travel a lot, so you still
absolutely.
Do your
yeah.
factor that in.
Yeah. Okay. My running shoes and kit are the first thing that go into my luggage, to be honest. It's also a nice way to get to know a new place, because you get there and you go for a run and...
Perhaps you could do a bunch of running guides, actually.
Maybe.
You know, for all the cities you've been to, where's a really nice run that you...
Yeah, let's start with Malta.
Yes. Yeah. People come on holiday and where should they run?
Yeah, why not?
You know, because we have lots of off-the-beaten tracks that you probably wouldn't know. Would it be a good place to go for a run, perhaps? Or?
Absolutely. I mean, in Malta, I mean, there's a friend of mine who organises trail runs, which is literally off-the-beaten track. So sitting down with him and
preparing
some,
you know, if you want to do a 5K, a 10K, a 20K...
Yeah, sure.
Is your
why not
your thing?
Why not?
Yeah, I think that'd be quite a good ruse for the you know the tourist sector as well.
Yeah,
go out and
well, I mean it's there. There's over 1,000 people who fly in for the Malta Marathon every year. It's already on the map.
No, and you know because we have the nice climate and you can jump into the sea when you're finished. I think it's
as well.
Quite appealing
as well in summer. Although some people do it in winter as well, not me.
No, you don't go to the sea.
Not in winter. No. Yeah, exactly. I prefer warm.
Warmness. So you said the piano would be quite challenging for you. Is there anything else that's not about time? It's actually a something that would be a real challenge for you and your skill set today?
I think the mentoring one is the biggest one over there. Because it's trying to share and transfer what you know. So it's very, it's not tangible. It's not something tangible. It's also something that's very difficult to measure. And it depends a lot on the chemistry of the individuals as well. So I think that will be a challenge, and one I enjoy. That's the main one, I would say. That's in just brewing at the back of my head at the moment. Uh-huh. But who knows, I might start up something else myself. I have no idea. It's still early days.
When you're listening to your body while you're running, something pops into your head. Is that when your ideas come, when you're running, or do you...?
Sometimes. Uh-huh. But I wouldn't say there's any particular time. Mm-hmm. After a run, you tend to be quite clear in thinking.
I run for about 3 minutes, and by then I'm just cursing.
That's how I started. I used to sort of run around the block and practically collapse. The body's an amazing thing. I found that as you sort of train it and push it, there's always another limit that you can hit. It is physical, but a lot of it is also mental.
But that's it. You must have been quite a determined young man, because you're not an old man now, sort of thing, and you've been doing this for 30 years. So were your parents kind of, I don't say pushy, but for want of a better word, were they sort of...
My parents always gave me absolutely all the space I needed to do whatever I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. There was never any cajoling or pushing, even when it was studying. I remember having an argument with my father when I was studying this sort of pre-O level time, and I stamped my feet and said, I don't want to study. He said, no problem, that's your problem. He said, it's your life. Yeah. If you don't want to study, don't study. Of course, he knew which buttons to push with me as well. Off I went and scurried away and got down to study. But there was no pushing. It wasn't you have to study or sitting down with me to study or anything like that.
We were just smart sort of way of handling it though. So.
Get on with it and do what you have to do. We also worked together for close to 30 years, so we got to know each other very well on the work front as well. I think we pushed each other's buttons, to be honest. So can play at the game.
There are things that you sort of learned along the way or saw along the way that have given you ideas for your bucket list, or for things that you think, no, I wanted to do that, now I don't want to do that, or...
I think it's the classic lesson you learn when you're fully immersed into growing a business and spending all hours God sent in that business, and that's that you need to carve out some more time for other people and nurturing relationships which wouldn't have been nurtured as well as they should have been along the years because you were focused on something else.
And working, So I think a lot of people do that, but you're all working for the good of families, so it's one of those double-edged swords.
Yes, but I don't think that necessarily makes it 100% right. There's no perfect balance. You know, I've met many a business person who says, don't do what I did, and it's okay, so how do you recommend to do it? Well, there isn't really a way of doing it. I said, okay, so fine. You told me to avoid something, and you're not telling me how. I'm hoping that by choosing my time now, I'll be able to at least go some way to achieving that.
The sort of hopefully the life-work balance instead of a work-life balance.
Yes. But we'll have to see. Not everyone's convinced that it's quite going to happen that way.
This is the thing. Once you've been so immersed for so long, and then maybe you'll. Have a couple of years, you'll start a few things, and...
Well, my options are open, honestly open, and I'm not committing to anything except to changing the way that I spend my days. Mm-hmm. So that's the only commitment.
So you're not committing to do a piano concerto at the Manuel in 2 years' time, no?
Absolutely not. I might manage two notes and not much more than that.
That might be one of those
but
things.
Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Well, I'm going to look out for it anyway.
I might have a hidden natural talent that I don't know about. I doubt it, but.
But this is true. What are the things that you've always wanted to have a go at, just haven't had the time, just haven't sat still long enough? You know?
I think those are some of the things I mentioned. Mm. Learning a language better. I kind of dabble in Italian and dabble in French. People just laugh because I speak Italian without conjugating the verb, so you can just imagine how that sounds like.
My Italian. Yeah.
So people just look at me and wonder what the hell I'm saying. I want to find some time to definitely become a little bit more fluent in both Italian and French.
Okay.
So that's another thing there, which I want to
do. You don't take on small things, do you?
And reading.
Yes. There was a discussion about this yesterday and people's lack of time for reading.
Again, a lot because of work. You end up reading a lot of things which are work-related and because of work. And then you end up getting home and trying to read and just, at least in my case, falling asleep after the first two lines. Or reading a book from beginning to end and not putting it down. But those have been
rare.
Six. I can count them on a little bit more than one hand. But I do have a lot of books at home, and I do want to make time to.
I have a friend who reads. He commits to reading a book a week, and he's a very busy man. And he's, I think, about 2 years into it. He's actually doing it. He's getting there.
I haven't actually defined specifically whether it would be a book a week or a book a day or a book every. But definitely, I want to get through a number of books, which I've bought over the years, or have been bought for me over the years, and I think it looks like a great book, and it's just ended up sitting on a bookshelf without being read. So
are these novels, or are these more business type books, or just biographies?
They're a whole range, to be honest. Quite a few biographies there, which I'm looking forward to reading, because I think there's always a lot to learn from other people.
Uh-huh.
But it's a whole range of books,
different subjects,
and really. Of everything, I think. So I look forward to that.
I love reading, and I have books in every room, and but the thing is, I sometimes mix up my stories, and I wonder what's happened because.
Yeah, okay. I haven't had that problem yet. Hopefully, I will.
It makes it quite interesting. I couldn't join a book club though, because I would be too confused. So we've got some reading, some writing. I like the idea of both of those.
You see, if I read first, maybe I can learn how to write
Absolutely. It. Absolutely. They do say the best thing to do before writing a book is to read, you know.
I'll have to adjust the priority on those. Read first, write later.
Yeah, and if you can read on holiday, plane journeys, audio books, obviously, not while you're running because the coach will tell us off.
Yeah, films as well. Lots of films which I want to get through.
What types of movies? Action movies, I'm imagining, or
My preference are true stories, real life stories.
Okay.
I don't really like the sort of sci-fi stuff much.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a single episode of Game of Thrones as well. I must be one of the only people who hasn't.
We can edit that out.
So that should be on the list. I've been told I have to see it.
Watch the Game of Thrones. At least one of them, so you can see the Azure window at least.
Yeah, sort of get an idea. So I know what people are talking about at least.
That cultural reference, yeah. Anything else? What about anything sort of a bit random the piano I wouldn't have expected.
A bit random. And linked to our business is spending a couple of nights in a nice hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Not a nice hotel, a hotel made of ice.
Oh, ice. An ice hotel.
Ice hotel.
Okay.
That sounded like a nice hotel. A few of those. That's not complicated.
So where are there ice hotels? Iceland?
Up in Scandinavia, uh-huh. Yes. And so there are a few interesting ones.
What appeals about staying...
I have no idea. I just
on a day like this, I can imagine it would be lovely
just,
to go.
Just want to experience it, and see it. They're built for the season and then demolished. So it's literally sleeping on blocks of ice. It's just
oh really?
It's
like
just
everything
different.
Is ice. So yeah. It's not just
it's carved out of ice. Literally carved out of ice. Okay. You said random. I gave you.
Yeah, that's pretty random. I'm actually trying to imagine sleeping. I suppose you have. Sleeping bags and things like that.
I hope so, otherwise it would be a bit uncomfortable. I'm not sure. I just want to go and find out.
I think we can book that today, actually. It's such a hot, sticky day. An ice hotel would be a good one. Okay.
And others. I mean, I haven't got a tattoo yet.
No, please don't.
That's there.
Yeah.
You never know.
Like, oh, yeah, that's the one thing
I... That's another random one, you see.
Because they do say wait until you're older, but I still would just keep waiting.
We'll see. Again, if you say what kind and where, I have no idea. So it's just one of those.
I have seen one really beautiful one, which was a chap who was rather well built, but he'd had a coat of armour tattooed onto him, and it looked really good, but that's while he looks like he looks, I'm sure.
No, I mean, if I do go down that route, it won't be larger than a... €1 coin. Very small, very discreet. Just the ticket off the bucket list.
I think we should stop that one there, because this could go down a really dangerous...
We won't talk about that.
You got any others on there? We've got a couple of minutes left.
Diving with sharks is another one. That's...
Okay.
Sorry, random again.
But you want to...
No, in the cage.
Okay, at least that's sort of...
I'm not sure my heart would...
Your wife probably would be happy with you.
I'm not sure my insurers would be, but probably wouldn't be covered, actually.
So diving
that classifies on the dangerous sport. Uh-huh. Heli-skiing is another one.
What's that, jumping out of a helicopter?
No? Not by jumping out, but the helicopter takes you to the top of the mountain on no piste, and skiing down, as long as you have the right guide.
Uh-huh. There's nothing normal on your list, is there, really?
I'm not sure. Yoga's there.
Okay. You want to do yoga?
Yoga's there on the list.
That'd be quite calming.
That's something I've wanted to do but haven't had time for. So.
Yeah, there's the oxymoron. I can't imagine you sitting still long enough to do yoga. Maybe there's a speed yoga.
Like with everything else. It's there to be tried. We'll see. We'll see whether it's a successful effort or not.
I'm going to check in with you in about 5 years' time, and I'm going to have this recording, and I'm going to tick this list off with you. It's been really fun talking to you. That's
like
Winston Zara.
Thanks for asking me.
And me, Monique Chambers, on this week's bucket list.
Thank you for joining me and my guest on this week's bucket list. I'd also like to thank Samuel Attard and Carmelo Grec, the engineers for this programme.